Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. I found a very interesting article today on the Smart Company website. So for those of you who are not a member, I really strongly encourage you to sign up to the Smart Company website, as the online service features a daily newsletter that contains tons of interesting information and articles from a range of experts in different industries. This particular article highlights the need to be very careful with the information you are sharing around, particularly if you hold senior positions within wealth management firms. So, confidence has divulged after a July 2008 American Alcoholics Anonymous meeting have resulted in 9 people, believe it or not, being charged with insider trading by the United States regulator, the Securities and Exchange Commission, or the SEC. The SEC claims that a Mr. McGee, along with several others, used confidential information revealed by a senior executive after an AA meeting for financial gain. The unnamed insider, a senior executive at Philadelphia Consolidated Holding Corporation, revealed to Mr. McGee that the stress from an upcoming merger was causing him to drink heavily. The information about the takeover was then allegedly used by Mr. McGee, a stockbroker who knew the executive from the meetings, to buy shares in the company ahead of it being acquired by another holding company. Now, Mr. McGee went further and also tipped off a co-worker who then bought shares for himself and more on behalf of his wife, sister, mother and grandmother. The co-worker also told his father and a friend in Hong Kong, who in turn told another friend whose wife traded on the information. So you can see how information like this can quickly gather steam and be passed around to different people. The public announcement of the merger on July 23rd, 2008, saw PCHC's share price jump 64%, netting McGee and the 8 others involved in the insider trading scam around $1.8 million in illicit profits. Now, Alcoholics Anonymous's anonymity policy was not intended for keeping corporate secrets, as we can tell from this particular report. But in order to allow people to participate freely in its programs, despite the stigma of alcoholism. But it does raise questions about how therapy, whether individual or in groups, can interact with the high-stake area of business confidentiality. Now, of course, while a code of conduct that demands professional confidences be kept may lessen the frequency of breaches of trust, any policy may fail when millions of dollars in illicit gains are possible. As such, it's important that when in such a position, one must consider the implications of sharing or discussing business information, as this story highlights. So obviously the stockbroker in question should have known better than to use the information revealed to him in confidence. However, for me, it also highlights how careful we all must be when in positions of trust from a financial standpoint. So although this situation did occur in the States, there are strict rules guiding the sharing of business information that are set forth by ASIC. So if you want to study more information around these rules for insider trading, just go to the ASIC website for more details. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300-SHARE-TRADE.